Hello and welcome. This is Punch Panorama. I'm Rachel Akolami. Today we take a look at malls in Lagos, Nigeria, and the spate of fraud going on there. And we titled the spate of fraud in shopping malls in Nigeria and a mystery shopper's experience and the perspective of many shoppers. Ladies and gentlemen, you agree that there are malls everywhere in capital cities, in capital cities in Nigeria. And let's focus on Lagos a bit for the purpose of this conversation. So let's call this mall the smart mall, where everything is done smartly. And how you've been amazed, how you're daringly defrauded right in your presence at the counter. And when you just found out that you pick many things, many consumables, and as you get to the counter, your bill just skyrockets completely unexplainably. And then you find out that you just keep removing everything and telling them, can you deduct this? And the prices just never go down. Okay, what do you find? You find out that most of the time, because these payment counters have scanners, they scan and rescan and rescan, maybe one item a million times over, just so that your cost increases. And then when you get the receipt, that is just unexplainable, and the figures still arrive at the same. How they get that done, you just don't know. So ladies and gentlemen, here was the experience of a lady who went to a mall 4 times in a row, and the same experience. She had a trolley filled with consumables, had a budget already, followed the list on the tags, on the shelves already, so that she could have a little budget. But for some reason, her bills would only get to 60,000 naira. And then she tells them, oh, can you reduce this? And then they reduce it and they go like, oh, it's just 40,000 naira. And the bills just doesn't come down. Now, the lady goes back there a second time. Same thing. Oh, today your bill is just 60,000 naira. And she said for some reason, this time around, she just told them her card wasn't working. And the lady looks so, the people at the counter looked so disappointed. And then the third time she went again, she just picked just a few things. Pringles, noodles, biscuits. Tissue paper and a bottle of drink, and she went like, your bill is 14,000. The lady says she almost collapsed. Like, what in the world is happening in here? And then everyone at the counter began to fidget. Now, she said at the end of this, she just didn't even pick anything. She just dropped everything and walked away. Ladies and gentlemen, in a bit to validate this story, we thought to ask a lot of other people, and many around the same seemingly smarty mall or smarty mart confirmed the same story. Oh, the Uber man said at the end of the day, when his bills just kept skyrocketing, he just left everything there and just walked away. Ladies and gentlemen, you just wonder, with all the air conditioning systems you find in these malls, the uniform staff, the smile on their faces, the seeming hospitality, the security, coupled with the premium you're paying because you know that it's a mall. It's amazing how this world is almost a pattern, and the way the staff seem to pay themselves for just being present. Maybe it's beginning to look like owners of these malls are not making enough money anymore. And then, the staff just need to keep coming, and then they have to pay themselves by ripping you and I off. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems our nation is not just in a state of economic wreck, but we seem to be in complete wreck, where almost everyone will do just anything to survive, anything to keep up with the Joneses, anything to just make ends meet, even if the method is criminal and fraudulent. One is just tempted to ask whether poverty and economic incapacitation will be a defense for criminal behavior. No, because you just never know if you were trying to cheat a police officer, a law enforcement agent, especially the ones who work genuinely for their money. Some of these smarty mats may just eventually, some may just go to prison. Some may just sleep in. It's amazing. Okay, and it's beginning to look as though some of the mats and the owners are aware of this, I beg your pardon, unexplainable hike in bills at the payment counter. And it seems that this is the way the staff pay themselves, as the employers just probably pay stipends or are not unable to pay them at all. As we draw this conversation to a close, ladies and gentlemen, our prayer is that may we, as we move into a new political era, we just pray that we have more friendly economic policies, more progressive policies that will encourage every Nigerian to be able to pay themselves to be able to empower themselves so that you don't all engage in criminal behavior just to rip the other party off because we need to survive. We can only say that we should all be careful at the malls so that we're not ripped off. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Richella for that. Enjoy.